This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN with his weekly installment. Perhaps a tad early because we're off on Friday. Darren, welcome. Hi. Thank you for joining us.
How are you doing? Everybody good?
Good. I'm trying to figure out whether we go glass half full or half empty here, because for every great story of teams, you know, sneaking in like we saw last night, or you're going to have a team that misses. So then that can bring about some more critical assessment. Let's just go with what your hunch is for tonight in Carolina, Montreal. What are you anticipating?
That's a tough one. Well, my hunch overall is that Montreal gets in. And so they need one point, and that's not going to be easy against the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, I mean, all teams right now, especially the playoff teams like Carolina, are in that mindset. There's a certain way that you have to play. And with Rod Brind'Amour, that's non-negotiable. So they're going to be wired for sound, I would think, against the Montreal Canadiens. But there's also a part of me, and I think that we can all appreciate this from a world perspective, how great would it be to, you know, just boost the Columbus Blue Jackets into the playoff picture, you know, especially based on how the season, the year started with the nightmare of the loss of the Goudreau brothers. And just to see how Dean Evason and that group pulled together over the course of the year to get to this point is utterly remarkable. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. So from a world hockey perspective, it would be a bigger, maybe a better story overall, of course, if it's Columbus. But there is something about this Montreal Canadiens team that deserves our respect. And, you know, I'm still a little bit skeptical over what the imminent influence of Demidov is going to be. You know, we saw a wonderful debut the other night. Terrific first period, you know, assist, followed up by a goal. But to, again, to expect that young man to consistently inject the offense needed to really truly help the Montreal Canadiens, I'm still a little bit unsure. I need a bigger sample size. But the Montreal Canadiens have had a heck of a run. So the Canadian story, the better story, of course, is Montreal, the NHL wanting that market in because it's a major market. But it does feel sort of like a storybook if Columbus is able to find a way.
So that is the, you know, eighth seed that's still waiting to be determined, Montreal or Columbus. Game tonight, game tomorrow. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe it ends tonight with Montreal getting a point. If they don't, then Columbus has a shot. In the Western Conference, the top seed, the Winnipeg Jets, are going to play the St. Louis Blues. Hellebuck Bennington, you know, like the Jim Montgomery coming back, and the Jets not able to get playoff success of late and losing to Colorado last year in a disastrous way.
Yeah.
Do you give the Jets like they're going to crush St. Louis, or is this going to be a tight matchup because of the way the Blues have been playing lately? And Jordan Binnington, big game Binnington, what he can do.
I think the latter. I think it's going to be a heck of a series. Good luck predicting this one. I do think Winnipeg is going to win the series, so there's my prediction. Whether they do it in six or seven, that's impossible to say, but I do think it'll be a lengthy series. Winnipeg has some adversity right now, though, right? You know, they've got Nikolaj Ehlers, who's out week to week. You know, that poor guy just can't stay healthy. You know, they've got some other pieces that are somewhat on the fence. Gabe Vilardi skated this week, but, you know, I expect that he'll play, but how influential can he be when he's, you know, maybe skating a couple of times before the start of game one of the opening round of the playoffs? But they have other pieces that are going to have to step up. Alex Iofalo has a new contract, so he's super motivated. You've got Cole Perfetti, who I think has had a real good year. So I'm talking a lot about Winnipeg, and when I look at the St. Louis Blues, I'm reminded of, again, maybe it's history repeating itself to a degree, but I'm reminded of the conversation I had in January where Doug Armstrong of the Blues was literally at that crossroads yet again with this club. What do I do? Do I start to try and transition on the fly by moving out some core pieces like Braden Schenn, other pieces that were in the wheel of speculation leading up to the trade deadline? And that was twofold. That was legit. That was real. I mean, he had a decision to make as general manager, but it was delivering a message to that team, the core of that team. You guys got to start playing better or you're going to leave me with no other option. And they responded in a huge, huge way. And then you had the Bennington factor of the Four Nations face-off and, you know, how well he played there and coming out of that. So I got all the time in the world for the St. Louis Blues. If St. Louis wins this series, I wouldn't call it an enormous upset. I mean, it may look like that, you know, given the fact you've got the President's Trophy, everything Winnipeg has accomplished this year. But that St. Louis team is a good team, and they're certainly well-coached.
Well, the Blues have injury issues, too, with the absence of Holloway. And obviously, they've overcome a lot on the Blue. And I'm still going to say that I think the best in-season acquisition was Cam Fowler. I really do. I think
it's hard to argue. It's up
changed
there.
Everything for the Blues defense. Speaking of defense, with Owen Power going to New York tomorrow for more evaluation, do you have any insight into just, you know, kind of the latest on the Sabres, the, you know, the Josh Norris going into next year, Owen Power going into next year, just things you may have put together?
Well, you know, we did that game on TSN last night, and our buddy Mike Johnson put up a graphic just looking at all the point getters and the good seasons that several of the Buffalo Sabres players enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And yet here we are. We're talking about another fruitless season for the Sabres in terms of playoff hockey. So I wouldn't say there's much on the injury front. Josh Norris, I don't think that was much of a surprise. I think that for the most part, the Sabres knew what they were getting in Josh Norris. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the same shoulder-related problems, you know, that he's had historically. So there's some good news in just being able to say that, but they knew that.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's more about longer term, the fit of Josh Norris in Buffalo, and they got some other good pieces. You know, included Bernard Docker, I thought was pretty good for the Sabres last night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Owen Power, again, yeah, not much there. But I'm curious, you know, when you go into the offseason as a non-playoff team, and especially a team like Buffalo that's been through so much for so long, the easy prediction is it's not bold. Well, there's got to be change. Okay, great. Thanks, Tips. Well, what does that change look like? And that's where it gets real challenging for me. You know, my understanding is that management still has the support of ownership, right? I got a hard time believing that there'd be another coaching change. I mean, you do need that layer of consistency in your front office, you know, because otherwise you get panicked throughout the hockey operations and the organization in general. So now we're talking one more time about the roster. And Kevin Adams was open to making big deals at the trade deadline, and he made a big deal at the trade deadline. How open is he to changing that roster again in the offseason? That's what we're going to find out. You know, is Jack Quinn legitimately going to be in play? Speculation around Paterka. Go down the list. Maybe one of the big defensemen. Mm-hmm. You know, something has to change the future of the Buffalo Sabres. So I think this is another important offseason for Adams.
Okay, so this afternoon started the show, I talked about bolstering the blue line. Like the forwards you just mentioned, Thompson, Tuck, Paterka,
yeah,
McLeod, Zucker, like they all have great numbers and, you know, some of their best, and it's good. Dahlin's having a great year, and Byron's having a really good year, offensive year, and bolstering the blue line other ways. I'm looking at the UFA market, and a player like Aaron Ekblad will be a UFA. Right shot D, 29. You know, is he young? No, but you don't have to bring in a 24-year-old. That's not what you look.
No.
Do you think a player like Aaron Ekblad, number one, would be available on July 1, or is that a Florida, you know, we move on with him? Because then there's also the Bennett situation in Florida, but would an Aaron Ekblad be a guy that you think would come in and solidify your blue line, especially on the right side?
Yeah, I mean, he would definitely help, and he'd help in a number of different ways. I still think that there's lots of mileage left in Aaron Ekblad, right? And the fact that he's had to serve a 20-game suspension, you know, his body is going to be more rested than any player going into the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, there's only so much money, and you can only slice the salary cap pie so thin. And we know that the cap is going up next year. But I also know that they've invested in certain pieces and elements, right? Mm-hmm. And they left two guys more or less unprotected, and that is Sam Bennett and that is Aaron Ekblad. They're not going to be able to sign both those guys. You know, there's other areas of need and concern and attention as required by Billy Zito. I think that Bennett goes to the open market because I don't think Florida can afford to pay what he's going to command. You know, when you look at that unrestricted free agent pool, it's not very deep, is it, with top UFAs? Mm-hmm. And I mean, with all due respect to Sam Bennett, there wouldn't be many teams that wouldn't like Sam Bennett on their team. But are we prepared to call him a superstar? I'm not. I mean, he's a really good player. I don't think he's a superstar.
It's going to be an overpay. Some teams are going
You're right. We always remember we have an avoidance. We try to avoid the word great.
Yeah.
Bennett is not a great player. He's a very good player.
100% agree. Very effective,
this, that,
but
and the
is
other
he
thing?
An $8 million player? That's the thing, right?
I think he's north of that. I think this guy's getting
the market will bear north of that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think I look at, okay, there's the uncertainty what Toronto's going to do with Mitch Marner, other pieces, John Tavares, who, in my opinion, his stock has gone up. I mean, he wants to stay in Toronto, but his stock has gone up. So there'll be a negotiation there. You know, the Detroit Red Wings, not to get off track away from Buffalo and Ekblad and all that, but the Detroit Red Wings are a team that, I mean, they've missed the playoffs for 9 straight years. They're feeling it too there, right? Mm-hmm. They've got a real anxious fan base. They've got an anxious ownership group there, but they have cap space and they have money and they have the interest in doling out the big bucks. If a guy like Marner were to hit the open market, I think Detroit tries to take a big swing there. Or a Sam Bennett, right? So that's the market that we're generating. So Florida can't keep all those guys. So if they know that Bennett's going to the open market and they can't afford to keep him, then maybe they throw a little bit more Ekblad's way to keep him.
So if you're saying Bennett is north of $8 million on the open market, I mean, what does that mean for Marner? 16? Like, seriously, like, is somebody going to throw 15, 16 million at Mitch Marner in the open market? Because he just hit 100 points. And, those players don't grow on threes, obviously. So are you, like, in Toronto, it's probably 12 and a half to 13, but open market.
No, it's higher than that in Toronto, man.
You think it's higher?
I think Toronto would go 13 and a quarter. Maybe they're pushed to 13 and a half. And that's just they'd go to 13 and a quarter. So if you're at 13.25, like, come on, you go to 13 and a half, if that's what it's going to take. I think it's just going to come down to a lifestyle issue for Marner. The fishbowl isn't for everybody, even though, born and raised Toronto area guy, all of that, his wife is expecting, does he want to raise his family in a fishbowl? And he's at a place now where he can dictate what his future looks like, not just financially, but, does he go to another? There's going to be a flood of interest in Mitch Marner. Is it going to get to 15, 16? Probably not, because unless he goes to a team that isn't going to win anytime soon,
like,
right?
Chicago?
Yeah. I mean, you can come up with a list.
We have no time for lists. We have to go.
this went from Buffalo to Toronto pretty quickly, didn't it? It's amazing how that works.
Quicker than a trip on the QEW. Yes. Dregs, thank you.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Back after this on Sabres Live.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.